Good morning. I'm Don Lloyd, your storyteller who last time talked history about the trader, merchant, farmer, missionary, the highly respected Wapato John. He led efforts to build a church on his own land at the end of a straight section of road at the water's edge of Indian Lane, now called Wapato Road. Wapato John and son Peter traded 10 heifers to Ben Martin of Okanagan City. That was 6 miles northeast of Waterville. And he dismantled the store so as to transport the lumber to Lake Chelan's north shore. Martin moved to Manson, becoming the first white settler on the lake's north shore. The lumber was freighted down McNeil Canyon to the Columbia River, where large timbers were used to make rafts to ferry the lumber to Chelan Falls' side of the river. From there, the movers went overland to the building site, which is now part of the Mill Bay Resort. St. John the Baptist was the name given the church. At first, churchgoers preferred to sit on the floor rather than the benches. If a priest was not available, Wapato John led the congregation in his own style. In August 1891, the Chelan Leader ran an article which I quote, "Last Saturday, the Lake Chelan Railroad and Navigation Company's steamer Bell made an excursion trip to the church of Wapato John, where a large number of Indians of Catholic persuasion had congregated to meet Father Desrochers, pardon the pronunciation, the Jesuit priest. 73 of Chelan's best people availed themselves of the opportunity to take a nice trip on the lake and to see the untutored savages do penance. Superintendent A.F. Nichols had made the fare so low, 25 cents, that all were able to improve on the opportunity. The day was delightfully pleasant. The excursionists took along their lunch baskets, well filled, and a sumptuous repast was spread and enjoyed both in the cabin of the steamer and on shore, which, with a liberal supply of watermelons, juicy and ripe, bought of the Indians, made up a menu the most fastidious might covet. Dancing was indulged in by the younger people. When Wapato John lost his eyesight at the age of 81, even this did not seem to slow down the industrious old man. Whites often saw him outfitted with a yoke on which he hung 2 water pails, gingerly fetching water from the lake. He pleasantly greeted everyone he met, and he knew people immediately by the sound of their voices. In September of 1911, the chief of the Wapato Indians and spokesman for Native Americans throughout the region died at the age of 86. Mid the chanting of a requiem rendered by 4 Klutchmen, the remains of Naquilicon, or Wapato John, were laid to rest behind the old church on the reservation last Saturday. The passing of the aged chieftain will bring back many recollections of him to the old residents here. During the early days where bad Indians were plentiful in this section, Wapato John was always found to be a friend of the white settlers. He was a man of deep religious convictions and an honest Injun in every sense of the term, his word being always regarded as good as a bond. He is said to have been a mastermind among the Indians in early days, always counseling peace, but firm in standing by his rights, and on many occasions he has been known to tie his fellow tribesmen to trees in order to suppress trouble. Next time we're going to talk more about history, but we will talk more about Wapato John's trading post in the near future.